The aid agency Oxfam is accusing Australia's big four banks of financing companies across Asia and the Pacific, which are in turn suspected of land grabbing, illegal logging and corruption. Oxfam identifies four cases in Papua New Guinea, Cambodia, Malaysia and Brazil, where Australia's biggest banks have funded, directly or indirectly, companies accused of improperly or illegally acquiring land from local people. In PNG, the allegations centre on special leases given to businesses for agricultural development, but the leases are then allegedly used as a cover for logging. Oxfam says Westpac and ANZ have helped finance companies involved in these leases. The PNG Prime Minister says these leases will now be revoked. Here's our correspondent in Port Moresby, Liam Cochrane.
When it comes to pristine tropical rainforest, Papua New Guinea is up there with the Amazon and the Congo Basin. But since 2003, more than 5 million hectares have been turned into special agricultural and business leases. The land was meant for oil palm plantations and other investments that might see economic development in poor communities, but has mostly been used as a cover for logging. Oxfam's chief executive, Helen Soki, says Westpac has been financing the Malaysian logging giant WTK Realty.
This is a logging company that is logging some of the pristine, most pristine forests in Papua New Guinea.
Oxfam says since 1995, Westpac has provided financing to WTK Realty and a subsidiary, Vanimo Forest Products Limited. A lawyer for WTK Realty denied the companies were involved in special agricultural and business leases. But last year, a PNG Commission of Inquiry observed Vanimo Forest Products Limited selectively logging areas of the Bawani development lease in West Sepik Province without the informed consent of landowners. Manager of Communications at PNG's Ecoforestry Forum, Sensen Mark, says the alleged links to Australian banks are concerning.
If they're doing it, then they're causing collateral damage to the environments and livelihoods of Papua New Guineans.
Oxfam's Helen Soki says money from Westpac has gone through WTK Realty to logging companies with dubious records.
The government itself says that this Malaysian company has acquired this land illegally. This is in complete contradiction to the principles that Westpac espouses in its own ethical frameworks.
Westpac says it can neither confirm nor deny a relationship with WTK Realty, but says it has exited business arrangements in the past that didn't meet its sustainability goals. Another of Australia's big banks, ANZ, has also been cited in the Oxfam report for its $220,000 bank guarantee to the Australian-run independent timbers and stevedoring company. In this case, the company received a permit to log a 40-metre corridor as it built a highway through PNG's remote western province. But that corridor widened to 5 kilometres and eventually covered 2 million hectares, although clearing has not yet taken place. Sensen Mark from PNG's Ecoforestry Forum says Australian banks should not get involved in such deals.
We believe that their banking and financial institutions have their standards, and the other standards call for prudent management of and sustainability of our environment.
ANZ has declined to confirm or deny a relationship with the independent timbers and stevedoring company. But in terms of the dubious leases that now cover more than 10% of PNG's land, the loopholes may soon be closing. This month, Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill said all special agricultural and business leases are under review and those abusing the system for logging purposes will be revoked. This is Liam Cochrane reporting for The World Today in Port Moresby.